Was it the traffic, our aging public transportation system, the area's tight housing market? We may never know exactly why Amazon chose Crystal City, Virginia, and Long Island City, New York, over Boston for its second U.S. headquarters, but Amazon's choice may be a good thing for the tech industry already here in Massachusetts. To talk more about what the decision means for local tech companies, we're joined this morning by Tim Rowe, founder and CEO of the Cambridge Innovation Center. Good morning, Tim, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, since Amazon already has offices in Kendall Square, Cambridge, as well as other locations in the state, why do you think we didn't make the final cut for the second U.S. headquarters?
So I think there are a lot of reasons that people cite. One is the need for Amazon to be close to Washington, D.C., certainly for the Washington decision. I'm not sure about the Long Island decision. But I will say that I think Amazon has made a big commitment to Boston, first of all. They have grown a significant number of people here, heads already, and I'm told that they're going to grow several thousand more into their offices here. So I think we should take some heart in the notion that Amazon thinks that Boston is part of their future.
Is that what you're hearing from other business leaders as well? Is that their view?
No, I think there's a certain sense that we lost something here in part of the business community. I would say in the startup community, however, it's not quite the same. I think there was a concern that Amazon might, if you will, take the air out of the economy by hiring away a lot of folks that the smaller companies wanted to hire.
So there's an upside as tech companies, large and small across the region, don't have to compete with Amazon for talent.
I think that's right. I mean, I think that there is a global war for talent right now. The bigger companies, whether it's Amazon or Google or Microsoft or others, are looking for places that they can hire top talent. And as they come into a market, that market's talent gets a little tighter. In Boston, as you know, housing costs are already very high because so many people are working here. There was a concern that with more jobs here, there would be even more pressure on the housing.
So what do we learn from this decision by Amazon that could help the region score other big-name tech companies in the future?
Well, I think that both for Boston and for all of the cities that Amazon looked at, there was a kind of a soul-searching that went on as part of this process, and we have to thank Amazon for that, that caused us all to say, what do we need to do to be attractive to large employers or to any employer? What about our infrastructure isn't quite right? I think that hopefully that will lead to some improvements and changes, particularly in transportation, that do cause others to pick Boston going forward. There's one thing that's probably important to note here, Bob, which is that I think the Massachusetts and Boston city administrations did the right thing here by not bending over backwards offering incentives to come. Boston's an incredibly attractive place, and I'm proud of them for not saying, here's billions of dollars to come to Boston. That may have been one of the contributing factors, I'm not sure. But I think that's the right way for Boston to play in this world.
Tim Rowe, CEO of the Cambridge Innovation Center, thanks a lot for speaking this morning to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Bob.